This is a song I wrote for a Christmas album some friends of mine were making, The Chieftain. I know. We had talked about a number of different things, and as the recording date approached, I hadn't really figured out what I was going to do. And I said it, yes, initially, because, you know, everybody likes to sing Christmas carols, but when I began to think about being recorded and actually singing one as the singer, it was sort of a daunting thing. So this friend of mine that I had been spending a lot of time with, actually, he's a Mayan Indian, and he'd been teaching me Spanish. And he said, well, you know, you're a writer, write something. And, but we had also been talking about Christianity and the impact of Christianity on the Mayan people. And somehow the two things got kind of combined into this Christmas song. So in a way, I didn't really mean to, but it came out as an indictment of Christianity, which is, I just want everybody to know, you can indict whatever major religion you feel like indicting in this song here. I didn't mean to just lay it all at the feet of Christianity, but it's also an advocacy of the teachings of Christ, so I hope you'll take it in the spirit in which it's intended. It's called The Rebel Jesus. The streets are filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the facing of the children, and the families hurrying to their homes as the sky darkens and freezes. We'll be gathering around their hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces and the birth of the rebel Jesus. Are they calling by the Prince of Peace? And they call him by the Savior. And they pray to him upon the seas and in every bold endeavor. And they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they turn the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus. We guard our world with locks and guns, and we guard our fine possessions. And once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations. And perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business, oh, why there are poor that get the same as the rebel Jesus. But pardon me if I have sinned to take a tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In a life of hardship and of earth, there's a need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. on the side of the pebble of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
I think Christianity can take an indictment like that anytime, speaking as a Christian.
You can't really do that with some religions. Some religions don't allow for that kind of an indictment.
I did a gig
all.
With Salman Rushdie a while ago, about a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. That was not an indictment of Islam. At all.
You know what though? Fuck them if they can't take a joke. I guess everybody else is leaving before me today. Huh?
There's a really great book out right now called Letters to Rushdie. It's published by University of Nebraska Press, and it's a lot of letters written on the subject of fatwa and the sentence that was imposed upon him, and they're in the form of letters to him, and you should get it. It's a great book. It's called Letters to Rushdie. Some of the great authors of our day in defense of freedom of expression.